Welcome to Philadelphia Flyers Weekly, your home for Philadelphia Flyers podcast.
WBME Broadcasting.
Each week, we'll run down player news and franchise news for the Philadelphia Flyers National Hockey League Club. We'll also feature news from around the NHL and much more. Flyers Weekly starts right now with your host, Chris Smith.
It's good to have you aboard here for week 19 of Flyers Weekly. It's flyersweekly@gmail.com. You can hit our email up anytime. Big thanks to all those who checked in this week. We'll be talking about some of the things from our mailbag this week. Also, philadelphiaflyersweekly.blogspot.com is our homepage. So make sure you check those out this week as well. Actually, some pretty good hockey this week, I thought. Even though the Flyers kind of, really lost the last two games of the week here against Pittsburgh and Buffalo. I thought the first two games against Montreal and, of course, Carolina, good hockey. Good games, and I thought the Flyers played pretty well in both those games. Of course, there's some shaky spots in some of those games, but overall, I thought the Flyers came together pretty good as a team in the Montreal game and the Carolina game earlier this week. Things really, really just seem to fall apart a little bit in the Pittsburgh game. In the Penguins game on Sunday, it was a game that the Flyers really should have won. They hadn't lost at the Igloo for years, a number of years, and Sunday just not a very good game. Saturday, a little bit different. We'll talk about all those games here in a minute. First of all, I wanted to go on and talk about some of the players that the Flyers obtained on Thursday prior to the trading deadline. New guys on the block from Phoenix, and it seems like Phoenix is the Flyers' trading partners this year. They've got they traded Dennis Seidenberg there earlier, got Peter Nedved, got some young minor leaguers from that organization, and on Thursday picked up Dennis Gauthier, defenseman. Exactly what the Flyers were looking for. You remember Bob Clark talking before the trade deadline. One of the things on the Flyers' to-do list was to pick up a hard-hitting, aggressive defenseman like Gauthier, and they definitely did that. Gauthier, 120 hits this year with the Coyotes, 61 penalty minutes, and I think he's one of those types of guys. Bob Clark kind of described him as a Darius Kasparaitis type of person. We all know about him, except I think Gauthier is going to go out and he's going to hand out the hits, and I think he'll stand up and take them too. So somebody definitely I think the Flyers need back on the blue line, and nothing against obviously like the guys we talked about always every week. It seems Freddie Meyer doing a great job back there. You know, Randy Jones now up from the Phantoms doing a pretty good job. Of course, Darian Hatcher. You just don't mess with Darian Hatcher, Mike Rasci, all those guys back there. But I think they really needed somebody back there who was going to be aggressive, who was really going to hand out the hits. Somebody other than Darian who was just going to hand it out and put it to people. Freddie Meyer has been doing a pretty good job playing physical and playing the body on some of these players. But I really think what the Flyers really needed was somebody to really get in there and really get physical. Someone who's going to probably go after some of the star players on some of the other teams, and I think you're going to see that with Gauthier. So it'll be interesting to watch and see how he comes along and where he fits that in with the team. Also acquired... both these players acquired for draft picks. The Flyers obviously not trading anybody. There's really nobody to trade at this point right now. It wouldn't really make sense. But Flyers also obtained Nico Dimitrakos from San Jose. And Dimitrakos, definitely one of those players who I think a lot of people had said he's not kind of an underachiever. Someone who I think some of these guys have watched in the past couple months or past couple years and have thought, well, this kid's got a lot of talent. He just hasn't shown yet. He hasn't come through. Maybe another one of those players. We talked about this with Peter Nedved, too. Maybe one of those players who needs a change of scenery. And Dimitrakos, who's been, I think, with San Jose most of his career, is switching conferences, going from the West Coast to East Coast, and maybe those changes will definitely help him out. For San Jose this year, Dimitrakos, right winger, by the way, 4 goals and 12 assists for San Jose this year. And I'm not really quite sure where he's going to be paired or who he's going to be paired with. I believe he was on a line with Savage and Richards. I want to say those two, I remember reading that somewhere where Dimitrakos was on a line with those two, at least in practice. Didn't really check any of the shift charts to see where he had played on Saturday and Sunday. I know Sunday he only had played 6 minutes. He didn't play very long. Don't really know why, but he didn't really play a factor in Sunday's game against Pittsburgh. So Dimitrakos, another one of those guys, too, who apparently has good speed. And definitely something that the Flyers need more of is speed. You're talking Sammy Kapanen, Jeff Carter can get going pretty good, so can Mike Richards. But Dimitrakos is one of those guys who definitely has speed on his side and something that the Flyers are lacking in, and that is speed. Going down the stretch here, you're going to need the youngsters to really keep the speed up and keep the puck moving into the offensive zone. So something good to see there. That just about did it for the trade deadline as far as the Flyers' moves go. Nothing really big. They put Turner Stevenson on waivers, but nobody picked him up or they didn't have to do anything with him. And he ended up right back with the parent club anyway. So good news there. Going right to our weekly feature here called The Point. And The Point, the weekly feature here that we do every single week and something that we try to list or highlight player comments to the media regarding the games of this past week. And we'll talk Peter Forsberg to start off with this week, because Peter Forsberg, quiet guy, doesn't really say a whole lot, but this week he did address the media, and I think he addressed everybody else in the Flyers organization as well, the Flyers team as well, and he had a few things to say. Here's what Forsberg had to say after the Buffalo loss. He said, "In the third period, we stopped playing again. We came out 5-4 and stopped playing. They totally outplayed us in the third period. We weren't skating. We weren't hitting. We weren't doing anything. We were a little scared when we have had the lead. We are hesitant, and instead of attacking when we have had the lead and making it 6-4, we sat back." And one of those things I think we saw evident, and again, we talk about it every single week. It's a recurring theme. It's just the turnovers. It's the lack of energy. And we really saw a lack of energy on Sunday against the Penguins. Really, really weak team. We'll talk about that in a minute. The Flyers were very weak on Sunday. But we talk about this type of thing, and the Flyers get a lead, and they're afraid to capitalize and build on that lead. And it seems to me, even a one-goal lead, I'm not really even sure, because the team isn't even playing strong defensively. It just seems like they're out there crossing their fingers, hoping that the other team doesn't really score any goals on them. I think it's one of those things, too, where the Flyers get a lead late in the game, and they put all the pressure on the goaltender. They say, "Hey, you know what, Nitti, Esch, take care of it from here. We got you the one-goal lead. We're going to cross our fingers and hope that they don't score again." One of those things, you can't do that, obviously, in this league. And some of the teams that the Flyers have played as of late, some of these teams are playing very good hockey. They're going to take advantage of those types of things and takes advantage of those types of mistakes. And those types of things are not going to work, especially in the playoffs. So it's something the Flyers really need to stay aggressive. I think at the end of the second period, of course, all the third period, the Flyers really, really need to stay aggressive, really continue to put pressure on the puck, continue to put pressure on the offensive zone, and keep the puck in that offensive zone. Make more quality chances. We saw Peter Nedved this week. He kind of stuck out in my mind because he created a lot of chances for himself. One thing about Peter Nedved, though, I noticed, Nedved always is shooting. He's always got it ready to go. He's always got it ready to fire. Maybe not necessarily a bad thing from his point of view. I don't really know. Maybe he sees things that, obviously, I'm not him. I'm not on the ice, so I don't know. It just seems to me like Peter Nedved is one of those guys who is always shooting the puck all the time. He has made some good chances this week. One of the things I think I see kind of the opposite of that is guys like Joni Pekkanen on the power play not shooting the puck. And, especially from the point, it just seemed like the Flyers really lacked a lot of shots from the point on the power play this week, especially on Sunday. Big 7-minute power play on Sunday and only one shot. Really, really disappointing for the Flyers power play unit. Really thought the power play unit was kind of coming along here. And the last couple weeks that we talked about, it really was. It kind of went downhill. Forsberg goes on to say, before I forget about that, he goes on to say, when we play the right way, we're a really good team. We just have to find a way to do it for 60 minutes. Very true thing. And all these things together, all the things we're talking about, you know, the penalty killing unit, the special teams, all that stuff, continuing to put pressure on the puck. These guys know how to do it. They did it earlier in the year. They did it on the road in that long road trip that they had at the beginning of the year where they played so well. These guys know how to do it. You sat there and watched them do it, you know, hold leads into the third period and play really good hockey. As of late, it's not that the other teams are playing that much better. Don't get me wrong, the Flyers have faced a lot of hot teams, but the Flyers are giving these games away. That's basically what's happening here. You're getting to the third period, and the Flyers are giving the game away. Or they're getting good chances, they're not capitalizing on it. Sure, the Canadiens game was a great game, and a shootout game was a great game for the new NHL. It was a lot of fun to watch, but the Flyers probably should have won that game without even going to a shootout. A couple breakaways there, lapses in defense by the Canadiens, and Mike Richards has a couple breakaways, and a couple other good scoring opportunities for the Flyers and just couldn't make it happen. So, again, one of those things I think where the pressure really needs to be put on the third period for the Flyers, I think it's one of those things where hopefully down the line here, down the home stretch, is something that the team can really pick up with and hopefully make better for themselves. Going to the Sunday game, boy, what a mess that was. Here's what Hitch had to say after the Penguins lost. He said, we had a very emotional week. He says, I think yesterday's loss, referring to the Buffalo loss, took quite a bit out of us. We had a very flat first period and then came back in a second and hit all those goalposts. We seemed to not have energy, especially offensively, to do the things we needed to do. Gauthier gave us a good 7-minute power play, and we didn't seem to have the energy to score the goals. We've got to go down to Florida, and we've got to regroup. And that is so true. Again, the 7-minute long power play was Andre Roy, by the way, from the Penguins, who just completely kind of attacked, blindsided Gauthier. Roy got a game misconduct out of it, and a host of other penalties. When it was all kind of cleared up and done with, the Flyers ended up with a 7-minute power play where they could score unlimited goals because Roy got a game misconduct and a couple majors mixed in there. And one shot on goal was recorded in that 7 minutes time. A really, really horrible power play for the Flyers. Here's what Hitch had to say about the power play. He said, I think sometimes you're looking for the perfect play. We had it in the zone the whole time, and Pittsburgh was really patient with it. Instead of us probably hammering it from the point, we're shooting it from the sides, and we're trying to make a play through the box or in the slot. We're going to have to regroup and find a way to put the energy back in our team. Just like I mentioned earlier, there were no shots from the point. It was very difficult and tough to watch Joni Pekkanen with the puck and not shooting it. The Flyers, like Hitch said, getting a lot of shots from funny angles at the side of the net, angles which just aren't prone to scoring a lot of goals, where there's not a whole lot of traffic in front. A lot of the shots that came during the game happened to be where there was no traffic in front of Marc-Andre Fleury, and he was able to make a clean save. And, of course, the power play, that long 7-minute power play, well, you're not going to score goals with just one shot. So very, kind of very difficult to handle, and kind of, boy, really difficult to watch, and just lifeless, lethargic is the word that comes to mind with the Flyers on Sunday against the Penguins. Again, Penguins, one of those teams right now who made the recce move with Carolina last week. All youngsters now, mostly on that team, of course, except for John LeClair and a few others there. But mostly youngsters now on that team. They're going for broke. They don't have anything left to lose, really. Pittsburgh doesn't. They chased Marty Brodeur, beat the Devils this weekend as well, and then they come and they shut out the Flyers. So playing pretty good hockey right now are the Penguins, what can you say? We talked about the Penguins earlier in the season, and a couple times where the Penguins really put the Flyers on their heels in the third period. And some of those games earlier in the season, if you remember, the Flyers have defeated the Penguins, I think, almost every single game, maybe, I think, except for one, this being the second on Sunday, I believe. But you really watch the Penguins really put the Flyers on their heels in games earlier this season, if you remember. they just seemed to kind of put it all together on Sunday and really shut the Flyers out 2-0. Final score on that one there. So can't get a whole lot worse for the Flyers. I think I said that last week, but boy, they really got to regroup. And again, it's not going to get a whole lot easier because of the teams they're playing this week either. And I want to go back here, too. I want to talk about some of the missed shots on Sunday, because it seemed to me, too, again, Flyers had like 20 shots on goal on Sunday. It's not a whole lot of shots at all, considering I don't know how many they had on Saturday, but it was more than that. But Flyers missed 18 shots on goal on Sunday. They put 20 shots on goal. They only won 39% of their faceoffs on Sunday. Forsberg won 6 of 17 faceoffs. Nedved won only 4 of 11. One of those things that I think we need to talk about, and thanks for some of the fellows who emailed in this week, and kind of brought that to my attention. I started thinking about it, you know, with Hanzus out and Keith Primeau out, and with some of the key players missing, I think the faceoffs this team is really struggling with right now. They did a pretty good job with faceoffs in the Buffalo game or the Montreal game. The faceoffs looked pretty good. I think each team won 50% of their faceoffs. But the thing that I've been noticing is faceoffs late in the game in the Flyers zone. Those faceoffs aren't being won. What's going to concern me down the stretch here, and what's so key when you get close to the playoffs and in the playoffs, are those faceoffs late in the game when it's a one-goal game and they're in your own defensive zone. You really, really got to win those faceoffs. That's where Michael Hanzus comes in. That's where Keith Primeau came in so well for the Flyers. Remember in 2003-2004, he did such a great job. Of course, not only scoring goals, but in the face-off circle as well. It was such an asset there. So I think the Flyers are going to kind of struggle with that until Hanzus comes back anyway. Mike Richards has been doing pretty good. I think he's probably had the best percentage face-off winning percentage on the team. Forsberg has just really not come around for the face-offs. He's in the face-off circle a lot, and he's just not winning as much. His percentages are really down compared to some of the other players on the team. Jeff Carter was also 0-for-4 on faceoffs on Sunday, I believe. So definitely something for a reason for concern there with the Flyers as a faceoff situation. To a lot of people, that may not seem like that big of a deal, but it is. And especially, we saw all the times that the Flyers have turned the puck over. Just using this as an example, the times the Flyers had turned the puck over in their defensive zone and had given an easy score to the other team. Faceoffs are that same thing. If you're going to lose a faceoff in front of your net, the other team is obviously going to have a much better chance of putting it in the net and having a better scoring chance because of it. So down the stretch here, something that's very important, I think the Flyers need to pick up on and look at. And hopefully with Michael Hanzus, who's coming back here soon, that will get better. Of course, like we mentioned, you know, the first two games of the week, the Hurricanes game and the Canadiens game, great hockey, great new NHL hockey. Flyers really played well tying up the game against the Hurricanes with less than a second left. Remember Freddie Meyer there, right in front of that, right in front of Martin Gerber. Rathje shoots the puck right from the point. Freddie Meyer right there in front of Martin Gerber, able to knock it in with under a second to go. What a great game that was. And of course, I believe that was Simone Gagné who won that in the shootout against Carolina. So some good hockey this week. There's no doubt about it. Special teams-wise, we talked a lot about special teams last week. And it's one of those things where I think determination and really self-control really kind of come to mind for the Flyers. You look at the special teams here real quick. Flyers were 7-for-7 on the penalty kill and 1-for-4 on the power play in the Hurricanes game. But you go to Saturday, the Flyers actually 0-for-3 with the man advantage. But they gave Buffalo another 7 power plays, another 7 power play opportunities, another 7 penalties. So one of those things where I think the Flyers really need to go back and look. I remember some of those penalties in the Carolina game were actually delay of game penalties, uncalled for, where the Flyers went to try to clear the puck out of their defensive zone, and somebody had shot it up and over the glass into the crowd, uncalled for right there. So Flyers really got to look out with handing out penalties to the other team. That's kind of really what's happened this week. And again, like we mentioned, you know, giving these other teams man advantage or more man advantages and giving these other teams power plays a chance to work, never a good thing. And it's the quantity of them. that the Flyers are lighting up. So we'll have to see what happens there. Of course, some of the teams coming in that have good power play units, and you're going to see that in the postseason. It's going to be very key that that there's some self-control there, and the Flyers are able to cut down on the penalties. Of course, some of the penalties, it's not much you can do. I mean, you look at some of those hooking penalties and some of the defensemen like Freddie Meyer and guys like that, you know, trying to stop players who kind of basically broke away or kind of created an odd man rush or kind of trying to break up a breakaway, in other words, basically, without trying to, you know, cause a penalty shot. A lot of those hooking penalties and things like that have come from that, trying to pull players back because they've just been getting away with the puck, whether it's from a turnover or whatever. So another thing to watch out for there. Again, the Canadiens game, we talked about that. Good game. Only thing I saw there, Flyers leaving up three third period goals. Again, kind of looked a little lethargic in the third period. They played well. They did a good job, of course, in the overtime period against Cristobal Huet, who was playing very good hockey in goal for the Canadiens. Peter Nedved won that one. But, again, very good entertaining hockey, I think, for the most part this week. And hopefully that will continue for next week. Injury report this week, of course, Darren Hatcher went out this week with a bruised knee. Don't know how long that's going to be. Probably just day-to-day right now for Darren Hatcher. Hopefully he'll be back soon. Michael Hanzus, Kim Janssen, Chris Therrien still out. Janssen and Therrien have skated this week. So good news there. Of course, they're coming off concussions, so you never really know when they're going to be ready to go. And Hanzus, I really haven't heard a whole lot on him. He should be ready soon. Mike Rathje also would mention there playing with a torn labrum in his hip. Sorry, I'm not a doctor. Don't really know how to pronounce that. So apparently playing in some pain right now is Mike Rathje, and has a whole workout routine or a whole stretching routine he's got to go through prior to these games. So hopefully he's able to stay in one piece for the rest of the season. Really could use him as well. On tap this week, Flyers all on the road. Three road games. They go down south and work their way north. First of all, Florida on Wednesday. The Panthers on Wednesday. Panthers hot right now. They actually defeated the Hurricanes on a Friday and Saturday matchup last week, playing very well, playing very good hockey. The Panthers are the Lightning. The Flyers visit the Lightning on Friday, and the Thrashers on Saturday. And the Thrashers have won 7 of their last 9. Most of these games that the Thrashers have won have been close, one goal games. You're looking at Carey Lehtinen in goal, doing a superb job down there. So Atlanta playing very good hockey. It's going to be an interesting week for the Flyers coming in. Atlanta, again, not giving up a whole lot of goals. If you look over their schedule over the past couple weeks, they've won games 3-2, 2-1, scores like that. You know, one goal games, low scoring, so they're not giving up a whole lot of goals. Of course, they're not scoring a lot either. But we know how the Flyers do against some of those teams. So we'll keep our fingers crossed there. The Thrashers game on Saturday, of course. That's going to do it for me in this edition of Flyers Weekly. Thank you for joining me. Remember, flyersweekly@gmail.com. Always great to get your emails in. And Philadelphia Flyers Weekly .blogspot.com is our homepage. Check that out this week. We'll talk to you next Sunday after the Thrashers game. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Flyers Weekly on WPME Broadcasting, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Make sure to join us next week for another edition of Flyers Weekly. And make sure to join us online at PhiladelphiaFlyersWeekly.blogspot.com. And make sure to send us your emails at FlyersWeekly@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.